Good morning. Let's take a look at your farm market rewind here on KLGR. Well, corn was down 2¾ cents in the March contracts yesterday and 3 cents in December, escaping the day with modest losses while investors moved to cash, prompted by concerns about rising interest rates and falling stock prices. Closer to the corn market itself, Argentina had another hot, dry weekend that's expected to continue through Wednesday before the chance of light rain appears. True to this year's pattern, central Brazil received more rain over the weekend but is drier on Monday, helpful for the soybean harvest and second corn planting. Soybeans were down 9 cents in the March contract, down 7.5 cents in new crop November. This was pressured by skittish investors raising cash in anticipation of 4 billion bushels harvest on the way from Brazil. At the same time, Argentina's crop conditions again remain a concern after those hot and dry weekends. A chance for light showers are back in the end of the 5-day forecast for Argentina, but won't offer much help to crops. And USDA may reduce Argentina's crop estimate in Thursday's WASDE report. Let's take a look at how the markets are going right now in the overnight trade as we take a look at March corn. It is right now trading a half cent lower at 358 and a quarter, while the December new crop is trading even at 389 and a half. Soybeans for March, 4.5 cents higher at 974 and a quarter. November is up 3¼ cents at 994 and three quarters. Soybean meal for March, $3.20 higher at 330.20 a ton. May up $2.90 at 333.90. Soybean oil for March, 4 cents higher at 32.54. The May up 2 cents at 32.73. Chicago wheat for March, 1¼ cents higher at 441.5. New crop up 1¼ cents at 468 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat for March up a penny, 602 and three quarters, while the new crop up a half cent at 622 and three quarters. Kansas wheat for March a half cent higher at 462 and a quarter. New crop up 1¾ cents at 492 and three quarters. Oats for March down 0.25 cents at 267 even, while the new crop is up 2¼ cents. That's trading at 272 even. That's how the overnight markets are shaking out right now, and that's been a check of your Tuesday morning market rewind here on KLGR.